I knew a man wrote jingles that he'd sing for you. He built a website too. Had a podcast where he'd explain how he did these things. It had a subscriber or two. But it's like Tony didn't know, even though he was on the show. After 3 years, he's still surprised at how easy these are. It takes 15 minutes to record a jingle. Sometimes it takes an hour or two, but that's the rare case. It's usually not that hard to do a TK jingle. Let's start this podcast. Or broadcast.
Welcome to the TK Jingles broadcast for November 19th, 2015. I'm your host, Jeremy Grilly. This broadcast used to be the one place where you could get the behind-the-scenes story about how TK Jingles are made. And now that's a featured segment on the Tony Kornheiser Show. So I'm not sure how much shelf life this broadcast is going to have here as we continue to infiltrate and take over that show. Jason Fuse making an appearance this last week, giving a great behind-the-scenes look at how he does what he does. And that introduction there is based on a jingle that I did a year and a half ago. That was actually an improvised take. And I have to believe that Nigel Stern does a lot of the same stuff with his ad copy. I think he just improvises. I'd like to play this short clip as an example of what I'm talking about. There's no way that this was written and edited and proofed. This just was an improv.
Well, I've got a solution for you. That's right, FanDuel.com. That's right.
I'm proud of all my sponsors, including TanDuel. I'm proud of all my sponsors, including TanDuel. Doing a weekly podcast has really made me aware of my health. I don't really have much of a voice to sing this week, which is really frustrating because I want to do a lot of different things. And just coughing up a storm, and that coughing just ravaging my singing voice. And I never felt like I had a problem like that, but since I do this every week, it happens to me once every couple of months where it's really hard to get through one of these. Anyway, before we get into the music, I wanted to call your attention to two new features on the tkjingles.com website. And, oh, that sound means it's time for a Schwitz break.
Schwitzing naked people naked. When the sun goes down. Downtown, chilly people for hot steamy rub down while they're eating the best deal in town where the men all go. Towels are optional. Schwitzing naked people eating steak.
Schwitzing naked people eating steak.
Schwitzing naked people naked. Fork falls on the ground. No one grabs it, 'cause you shouldn't bend down.
For some reason, we're still doing Schwitz songs. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I. Podcast at tkjingles.com with your feedback. Anyway, two new features on the website. You can now go to a jingle detail page, and there are left and right arrows. And this is really helpful on mobile or desktop. You can scroll between songs. Also, I've decided to eat some food while I'm recording this because I noticed David Aldridge always does that, and it drives me crazy. So I figured I wanted to add to the ambiance and the realness of this broadcast. So excuse me if you hear me taking a sip of a soda or something. And then the second new feature is if you're logged into the website, the first link under the My Stuff menu is now a link called What's New. And this is a way to see any new jingle, idea, or comment that's been posted since the last time you logged in. So if you haven't been there in 3 days, all that stuff will be in one place. You can quickly look and see it. There's already an activity menu, but that's kind of just an open-ended thing of like the 20 most recent actions. But this specific feature for logged in users will let you see anything new that you've missed while you were away. I thought that'd be helpful. I also wanted to thank those of you that supported tkjingles.com in the past week. After putting a little plug in for tkjingles.com/store last week, where you can buy stickers and shirts and stuff, several people took me up on that and made enough to pay for 1 week of this broadcast. So I'm not going to shill every week, but I'm glad that it's occasionally effective. All right, so on to some new songs. Tony is golfing right now, so Nigel and Friends are taking over the airwaves this week. So I put together a jingle commemorating that bizarre development, and which hopefully it'll be good. You know, the last one, other than Nigel being in that accent the whole time, it was a lot of fun, especially to hear Gary talk and, you know, other people on the show that Tony generally doesn't give a lot of space to talk. It was cool. So I got 2 days of it. We'll see if it is able to keep that same intensity. They're starting with a Thursday show, which is always a bad idea. Then after that song, we'll have Rockin' Pneumonia by John Fitzpatrick about Tony's food issues. And Dr. Rob with growth on his back. Brad Weiss with Pretzel Logic. Steve Lipton with a song that I must have missed, but I just noticed it because of a comment on the website, so I went back and downloaded it. This is He Didn't Say That, a Beatles parody, Steve Lipton. Then another new one by me. This is tangentially related to the show, but it's more about the movie reviews. The Boxing Connection. And then T. Chapel Aldridge with a new YMCA parody, Why Tony Day.
I've been listening, but something's missing. Did someone mute Tony's microphone? It's like the Weasels booked the Beatles, but told Paul and John to just stay home. I won't lie, I'm gonna listen anyway. One of the few times Gary gets to talk. Mark, don't try that accent for 2 hours. It's alright, you can just be you. Is this it? The Kornheiser show? Or is something wrong with my radio? Is this it? I don't really know. Tony will be back really soon, I hope. Well, Mr. Tony on his show tells all, covers any topic whether large or small. Only child oversharing about abdominal pain. He's got diverticulitis and he's ready to complain. Can't eat Michael's pumpkin seeds no more. Everything bagel's gonna make his gut sore. Best part of tomatoes he will have to eschew. He'll still watch most movies, but his popcorn days are through. Took him down hard, so he missed a show. Was a few days, for we were all in the know. Would not wish it on him, but he might wish it on Raju. That diverticulosis, don't forget the itis too. Forms pockets in your digestive tract. Seeds get stuck in them, they cause an attack. It's pretty common, Tony, millions more have it too. I looked this up on Wikipedia and WebMD too.
Spending all his nights, all those innings, pitching like a clown. The former race treats the strike zone like it's foreign. When he gets a star, he's filling up the bases again. And now Matt Williams is calling for Drew Storen. Growth on his back, any kind of fool could see there was something growing on the orchid. All out of whack, you can blame it all on that little tumor that made his pitching horrid.
I neglected to credit Joe Arrow with lead vocal on there on that Dr. Rod track. Now here's Brad Weiss.
I would love to have a doctorate and a sash that I could wear. Yes, I'd love to have a doctorate and a sash that I could wear. 'Cause I used to write for Style and in columnettes. Now I yak for all the stray cash that I can get. I had hoped to be remembered for more than just this stinking show. Oh yeah. I have never lunched with Sorkin, 'cause he never takes my calls. I have never lunched with Sorkin, he refused to take my calls. Yes, it did. But I love his witty banter, the walk and talk. Olbermann won't divulge his number, guess I'll just have to stalk him. I had hoped to be remembered for more than just this stinking show. Oh yeah.
Tone's got something to say and it's caused him pain. When someone brings up the phrase, do you know who I am? He's gonna shout real loud.
Shout real loud.
And get real mad.
Gonna shout real loud and get real mad.
Because I've told you before, oh, he didn't say that. John Junior Feinstein put those words in Tony's mouth. And Tony screams, that wasn't the case. I feel so debased. So please, Mr. Tony, just drink some red wine and know the quote described to you to the end of time. You're gonna shout real loud.
Shout real loud.
And get real mad.
Gonna shout real loud and get real mad.
Because Tony told you before, oh, he didn't say.
Do you know who I am?
He didn't say that.
Do you know who I am?
He didn't say that.
Do you know who I am?
He didn't say that.
Do you know who I am?
He didn't say that. Because don't tell you before. Oh, he didn't say that.
Why are there so many films about boxing? A sport from another time. Boxing is okay. We all loved Rocky, and we're sad when Apollo died. But what's so exciting about two people fighting? This isn't the 1930s. I don't understand it, our boxing obsession. I guess they're not targeting me. Oh, no, 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 no. These movies aren't targeting me.
Young men! We know just who you are. You're a young man driving round in your car, or you're a sports fan and you drive pretty far. So you need some entertainment. Young man, there's a place you can go. I said, young man, it's at the end of our show. It's the mailbag, and I'm sure you will find many answers to the question. You probably ask yourself, why Tony K? Why must I listen to him? Why Tony K? You can't share your schemes for your fantasy teams. In fact, you can't call in at all. At least it's not him singing. Why Tony K? Sometimes I think I'm dreaming. Why, Tony K. Into sports they may delve till a quarter to 12. Then the mailbag comes down off the shelf. Young men.
Those jingles and more can be found at tkjingles.com. Tons of new songs going up every day. It's ridiculous the amount of content that we have up there at this point. And almost all of it funny, almost all of it good. Certainly some of it different and interesting and entertaining. T. Chap Aldridge, who did that last one there, I think we had an email exchange where he said he realized the key to getting on the air was maybe making it short, like 45 seconds to a minute, and then went ahead and recorded that, which in its entirety is, I think, over 3 minutes long. So a classic response to that. This next segment now I'd like to get into. Oh, well, you know what that means, folks. Sorry, time for another Schwitz break.
Take a Schwitz, eat a steak. You had a really long day, take a break. The Schwitz is real, I don't know how. Shamona, why hasn't the health department shut it down by now? And if the steam makes you thirsty and you need some wine, well, you know you need to bring all that yourself. And I know that every instinct tells you close your eyes, but you really need to see all this yourself.
No.
This steamy steakhouse raises a lot of questions. Why is it still here and how it began? And did you know that they close for winter? Shalona. One more thing I just don't understand.
So I really wanted just to do the whole song in the Michael Jackson scat voice and just do that jumpa 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 for the whole thing, but I figured I should probably put some jokes in there. So the schwitzing continues. This next segment now is really the self-licking ice cream cone of the last week. We have a song, Brad Weiss by Judo Fuse, and then a song, Judo Fuse by Brad Weiss, along with two additional songs, one by Steve Lipton and one by Jason. And then from there, we'll go into the number one jingle of the week by Rob Berg, Raju Song 2. And that's one that, you know, we all really enjoy Rob and all the funny stuff that he does for for this show. And it's funny because I think that that's a good example of how you can mix in some smart or funny lyrics with, like, you know, the really cheap shot, like just F you type jokes and still be able to blend those two things. Cause I'm pretty sure that was one of the biggest laughs when that one aired. But anyway, we got four of these self-referential DK jingles and then the number one jingle of the week, Song 2.
Red wax over 200 jingles, purple lights, harbor brats, friends and family who needs them. We've heard you too, do us and a few. Jazz flute you commanded, Brad Weiss, let it be what's nice on the corner by the thing was splendid. Doggy back skin in a milk glass, a full grown adult keeping tabs on these things. Brad Weiss, Brad Weiss, professor of funny forever.
This is the guy who actually plays his axe. And just give him an hour, he'll lay down your backing track. I heard the first one he sang for Liz, how her hands got cold. A sensation arpeggiating, this guy must be pro. He sang like a robot for Huffington Post's fine man. Those seats of Saliza would please even Springsteen's fans. He made a Starship tune sound like it was almost good. And that's really hard. This guy is an unsung star. When he hits the microphone, Schoolhouse Rock might just air. Sings Bon Jovi for Jordan Spieth, who's losing all his hair. He's got a song full of splinters in the end. Even sang Scooby-Doo. He sang Alaskan women for a hungry gal. Call him Judah Fuse, Judah Fuse.
This is on sixth string when it's time to record. Really knows how to play it. And rest assured that Jason Fuse has legions of fans. Won't take long to understand, 'cause Jason Fuse, his voice high or low, I'd pay for a ticket to see him play a show. So he started jingling. Ain't never gonna stop. I gotta keep on jingling, baby. Someday his wife's gonna make him stop. He needs a boombox butler.
I might just apply.
He needs a boombox butler.
I might just apply.
Boombox butler.
Boombox
butler. Jingles in his ears tonight. Jingles in his ears.
We email when we need ya, when he knows how to hire ya. You come through, you always do, for just a featuring by line. Sing the forward, and we'd still listen. You've got 76, but lots more when you include duets. They may be posted by someone else, but without you they wouldn't exist. So more than 76, you are the cranberry singer or the ordinary. More than 76.
Raju, Agu, F*** you, Pontu. I got a pink slip from a half-wit who was so pleased firing Pulitzer nominees. Raju, Miami home thrones of GP. Raju, what awards are on your sink? Raju, well, my golfing buddy Barack
Barack Obama nightly watches my show. How's that taste, bro? You jackass! Jackass! You jackass! Ah, oh, you jackass.
Now, use podcasts at tkjingles.com. Don't send these letters over to the pump. Use your own Google machine. This is where you get to Vanya's spleen. He's gonna answer everyone if he can. Crazy about Nick Grayley's mailbag.
Well, everyone except for Michelle, I would guess. I don't think she's crazy about this whole thing at all.
All right, time for the TK Jingles mailbag. Got a note here from Brandon saying, is Kirsten on Twitter? I got a jingle I really want to provide vocals. I want her to provide vocals for if possible. So as a PSA, if you go to tkjingles.com, you can click on anyone's name. And it will take you to a form where you can. There will be a link that says contact this little, and you can send them an email. So anything you send that way, you put your own return address, and if they feel like responding, then you can start an email dialogue there. So just so everybody knows, it's easy to get in touch with anybody on the website. Speaking of KJ, there were some comments on tkjingles.com this week to that 76 song there that was all about her that Jason did. And somebody marked it as having aired on the show. And I remember when I saw that, I thought, oh my God, I can't believe something this inside would be on, you know, on Tony's show. And when I'm listening, and, you know, this drives some people crazy, but I'm always mentally programming the show how I would do it, which is not how anybody else would do it. But as I'm listening to something, if they let something play for too long, I'm yelling at the radio, like, cut this out. You know, it's, you're losing the audience. Don't play that third verse. Let's just move on. So I was really shocked that they would do that, because it just seemed like, you know, you have to have respect for the audience. And that's why, you know, I don't send in 80% of the stuff that I do. I mean, all these Schvitz songs and stuff. I sent in one, but I mean... If we had 5 Schvitz jingles in a week on Tony's show, I think that would be the death of the mailbag. So, you know, I keep this, the really stupid stuff, just reserved for the few of you that are still listening here. Excuse my junior moments. This is what you get when you're eating and drinking while you're recording a podcast. And speaking of doing too many Schvitz songs, in the last 2 weeks, I was just doing a little tabulation of my files here. I've done 5 songs about the Schvitz, 4 custom songs just for this broadcast, and only 2 songs for Tony's show. So the math is really going in the wrong direction here. And James O'Neill comments, he said, well, that depends on your point of view. The O'Neill brothers are very pro Schvitz and steak songs. You have a loyal audience of at least 2. Next, the Charlie Sheen news this week with HIV was pretty sad, and it seems like that's probably related to his mental breakdown, given the time frame and, you know, kind of how that all happened at the same time. But it reminded me of, you know, the goddesses that were affected all by all that, and, you know, Courtney, the goddess of Tony's show. The first time I talked to her, I asked her if she had any good celebrity stories, if she ever met anybody, and... her only response was, I don't kiss and tell. I don't want to get into it. And I really just thought, like, it would be funny if she'd met Charlie Sheen and he hit on her or something like that. But clearly, the fraternization between celebrities and folks in that field is much more than I had ever thought. So anyway, all the best to those that are affected by the insanity of that one crazy person. And then lastly... we have a note here from Rob Boyce. Just wanted to share it if anybody's interested in this. He says, with all the talk about Tony's trip to South Central Carolina and the concern about rain, I couldn't help but think about REM's South Central Rain. Even though the song is probably too alternative for the show, I thought you might get a kick out of it. And I do like REM quite a bit, but I'm not familiar with Reckoning, the album that song is on. So if anybody really wants to get in on that, send me an email, podcast@tkjingles.com. I'll hook you up. Rob has written about 4 lines of lyrics for that song. It'd be nice to get it put together. And on that note, folks, I think that that's just about... Oh, hold on a second. There's somebody at the door. Hello, who's there? Oh, wow. You know, Jason Fuse was in town this week, and I guess he just decided to drop by my house at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Well, that's interesting. How's it going? How's it going, Jason? You doing all right? Hey, what do you got there? Oh, no, no, no. Stay back. Stay back. Go!
Next week on the TK Jingles podcast, tune in to find out if Jerry survived Jason's brutal attack, or has Jason just completely hijacked the show? And more importantly, will there be any schwitz breaks? Find out all this and more next week on the TK Jingles podcast.
We should do this more often.